W Mobile. Hey, Dave. Where are you?
I am north of Traveler's Rest right now on 25.
You climbing the hill or are you descending?
Circle right here. This is part of my route.
Ascended into, you're from North Carolina down into Traveler's Rest, South Carolina?
Yes, sir. I make this and then I got to run down to Berea afterwards. Just working this corridor over here.
I finished draining 250-200 milliamp hour battery packs on automated flying, and didn't break anything. But man, it was flying far, far away, right at the top of the tree line. I was thinking, oh, cut that close. Cut that really, really close. The video is going to be good when I get it back and I process it. I see how close I came to those treetops. It looked like I was right down on top of them.
That video.
It's learning the copter and learning how it works and learning the software. Ardu Pilot is the name of the software. It runs on the flight controller that's in the airplane, and then you've got Mission Planners, a different software package that runs on a laptop. And then you got Raspberry Pi between the two, connecting them, acting as a proxy. And so there's a lot of component pieces. Getting them all to work together in concert so that you can automate a flight path. And in the end, you'll be able to do things like videography for real estate or surveying cell towers and getting serial numbers off of component parts so they don't have to climb the tower. So it's just learning how it all works, all the piece parts. It's you can make a whole career out of it. People have.
That could be useful, especially like the real estate and the cell tower stuff, where you're not having to climb all that and you can do an aerial view of the property. That would be great.
And companies and survey companies like to use that for, you can set up your own little GPS world. You can set out some known locations for some GPS-like transmitters, and then you switch over from the GPS to your local GPS, if you, for lack of a better way of putting it, which has a whole lot more juice, and they're not rotating, floating around out there in outer space. So you get like down to the centimeter of your data. It's accurate down to like a centimeter instead of like a 2 meters or something like that. And then you're able to do 3D modeling of the terrain for surveyors, for people that want to do construction work. The possible, or hunting for Brian laundries, right? You can do that too with LIDAR on there, and infrared and all kinds of, there's just no end to the things that you can do. Consider yourself 400 feet tall and you can run at about 100 miles an hour. What all could you do that you can't do today? If you were 400 feet tall and you had eyeballs that high in the sky and you could run at 100 miles an hour, no sweat. What could you do that's better than what you can do right now?
A few things right off the top of my head, so yeah, I can see where that'd be useful. And then I was going to ask about the LIDAR, if that's something that you were working on or if you knew anything about.
Things on the list like this, I tested out three or four things that I learned over the weekend. One was that I could put a Raspberry Pi between the two because Stevie asked me about it. The ground station is a laptop. And some other stuff, antennas and monitors, stuff like that, and a proxy transmitter. But it's not out there on the flight line. It's back in the pits. And it needs to be out there on the flight line so that you can, it's the same reason we use a repeater, for the exact same reason. Because I can talk to you, I can't talk to you direct, me being over here near Campobello and you being over there in Traveler's Rest. We have to go through a repeater, same kind of thing. So that's the one thing I learned this weekend. Also put two GPSs on it, so my horizontal dilution of precision is nil, nothing. I got a whole lot more accurate over a whole lot longer period of time. So it's things like that you learn over the weekend, and then you go apply it during the week and make sure it works the way you think it works. And it's just a really steep learning curve, and it's a lot of fun for me. I love learning. W4DJW.
Oh, yes, I'm with you there. That's one of the reasons I got into this hobby, is to challenge my mind and just keep learning. Since I got out of working on cars, I wasn't getting that stimulation from it. so I needed something. But yeah, I'd like to come out there with you and Steve one day and just watch what's going on.
Hey, anytime you're passing by the area and you hear us heading out to the field, or feel free, don't hesitate. That goes for anybody that wants to join in. The more the better.
Learn more about it. I mean, just the quadcopter thing. I'm not much on flying the plane, but I might enjoy it once I've done it.
For me, it's not the vehicle itself. It's, because I started with fixed wing airplanes when I was a kid, and then done rotary wing and multi-rotor wing. So helicopters, airplanes, and multi-rotors. But it's all fun. It's the technology, too, that learning how all the parts work together and what your possibilities are, and then taking that to the next level, getting part 107 and, you know, going out there. There's two ways to approach that. Once you get it all learned and you know how it all works, you can, like, work for the other guy, or you can work for yourself. You work for yourself, you get it all. You work for the other guy, you get a piece of the pie, same as anything else.
Stan, but Dave, I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Patrick, good talking to you. Catch you later. Be safe out there. KO4HKX, W4DJ, W Mobile.